GDP, the broadest measure of the U.S. economy, confirms continuing slow but steady growth, led by better-than-expected consumer spending in a much-improved housing market. Economists say it shows an economy barely in recovery, but one resilient enough to absorb deep government spending cuts enacted by Congress earlier this year. Joseph Gagnon is a senior fellow at the Peterson Institute.
I'm really amazed at how well we're doing given the sequester and the big tax increases we had this year. Although I was predicting a year ago that if we could have avoided the sequester and the tax increases this year, if we could have kicked that can down the road another year or two, that we might be growing over 3%, almost 4% this year.
The U.S. Central Bank has said as much, warning Congress that a continuing focus on government austerity could further slow the recovery. Anthony Valeri at LPL Financial says weak growth in the first half of 2013 means the Fed is unlikely to scale back too quickly on its easy money policies.
I think Bernanke and company made it pretty clear that they're still very dovish, they're in no rush to remove accommodation, and that they're in no rush, more importantly, to raise interest rates.
The Federal Reserve has been purchasing $85 billion a month in bonds and mortgage-backed securities to keep long-term interest rates at record lows. Experts say ending the program too soon could stall the housing recovery. Economist Ken Simonson says that would hurt employment.
Clearly, over time, more people would find they don't qualify for a mortgage if rates do keep rising. So that could put a lid on how high home sales and home construction go.
Economists expect more clarity on the U.S. economic picture when the monthly jobs report comes out Friday. Recent economic surveys suggest companies are still hiring and that unemployment likely fell last month from 7.6 to 7.5%. Millar Sega, VOA News, Washington.